Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So we start a new week and hopefully a winning one here as we continue to move through this month of February. Road duty, as you know, for the slumping Hoosiers the next two games, including a stop tomorrow night at the Barn against Minnesota, who's won 18. They've won three in a row. They're 6-6 in the league in a building where, well, to be honest with you, Indiana's thrown in some clunkers down through the years, and we've had enough of those here lately. You know, the last 13 games, and there were 13 games across the league last week, and with Northwestern and Michigan posting road victories back on Sunday, road teams last week posted a 7-6 mark, and hopefully that trend continues for Indiana. What we don't know will be the impact of Coach Tom's post-game message to his players after the Michigan loss, and as we move forward,
call it what it is. We're scoring points inside, but we're not making any shots. We're not making jump shots, and we're just not. So it's we've got to figure it out. I've got to do a better job of figuring out how we're going to get it. 4-19 from the three with the guys that we have, but we're not. We let our lack of shooting again, which is the most. I've never coached a team with this lack of maturity when it comes to being able to respond and rebound from when things aren't going well for them personally, and that includes my teams that I had that won 6 and 10 games. So I've got to do a much better job because we don't respond, and then our communication breaks down, and it's not even close. And so I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Well, hopefully he does, the coaching staff, and most certainly the players. And we all hope that the message has positive effects and not negative ones. We've had enough of inconsistent play here spread out over the last six games. Unfortunately, five of them losses. I guess we'll find out in time, like tomorrow night. One of my favorite Night Owl specials, 9:05 on the Big Ten Network. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Take me out to the ball game. Well, we will in time. I mean, this is still February. Baseball Hoosiers home opener at the BART will be March the 10th against Middle Tennessee. Chris Lemonis' Baseballers are headed down to Surprise, Arizona later this week for four games to lift off the campaign. And as Coach Chris was telling me Monday,
We're excited, and we're ready just to play somebody else. So we do have a veteran lineup, a lot of guys our fans have seen for the last couple of years. And then we have a group of young pitchers that are ready to hit the stage.
Got a great motto.
Start to finish is where we've been talking to our guys about, you know, getting a good start on the season, getting out there and playing well, and then finishing strong with just everything that we do.
You know, it's not like you've been snowed in all winter. I know you've been outdoors out at Kauffman and got some work in that you normally wouldn't do in Indiana January's and early February.
I think we were inside maybe three out of our 18 days or something, so we've been fortunate. Some years you're snowed in, but this year we've had great weather. We've been outside a lot, been able to scrimmage a lot.
Chris, a small senior class, but two leaders emerge as the captains voted on by the players, Luke Stevenson and also Tony Butler. Talk about what you've seen from their leadership standpoint.
They're very just down-to-earth kids, very professional about how they go about their business, hard-working, and, you know, we voted on them, the team voted, let the team vote on them.
Yeah.
But they're both kids who have neat backgrounds. They've both gone through some injuries. They transferred from other universities. So they've gone through the ringer a little bit. They both played on teams who played for national championships. So they got some experience there, and then they've been good players for us. I think they got a lot of respect in the clubhouse.
That's skipper Chris Lemonis, former North Cougar Colby Stratton, now a junior, very much a piece of the picture offensively and defensively in the infield. Colby, of course, did his share of contributing last season, both in the field and at the plate. Hoosiers play Gonzaga Friday night. I'm Joe Smith.